Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome inside, guys.
Hi.
Of course, not you, Draco, that are listening in, or those that serve the Draco.
No, but this is indoors because it is very hot. It's extremely hot, and we still want to make a video.
Yeah, and yet we want to do something a little different, and I was feeling we need to just flow with things a little bit more. You know, there's so much news coming out, it's overwhelming to keep up with. And I thought it'd be good to just go through some key dates and give some timings, because, you know, so many people come and go, so many people don't watch every single video. And if it's in my mind that we've talked about something many times, maybe they've missed those videos. And so let us recap to a degree and then give you expectations of what we see on the horizon. Because I do think that there's this tendency in humanity's minds to always think things are either faster and are right upon us when they're not necessarily. And then just the opposite. You know, oh, we got time. Don't worry. You know, that's still a long ways away. Yes and no. You know, some things it feels are imminent, some things it feels will probably not happen in our lifetimes. And so I just wanted to kind of do a recap, so to speak, and add in some new realizations that we've had at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, as far as things happening in this lifetime, definitely we're going to see a change in structure, the way business is done. That's going to change. Things that we have not seen in this lifetime, things like pole shift, you know, like major catastrophe where the earth is going to tip sideways or something, we have not seen that. But we have seen a mix up in the way things are done and society norms or not norms.
We do see drastic changes upon the planet, and the planet will not be the same. It is most definitely going to shift, but it's more of a shifting of consciousness. And even in a shifting of the power structure, which is underway already. So when we look to these dates, remember August 21st, 2017, that was the first eclipse. And what we were calling at first as X marks the spot, maybe we should call it Aleph. Aleph is basically first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, which it does represent an Aleph. It also represents the A for anarchy in so many ways, as there's three eclipses that are of prime importance with the changing of the power structure on the planet. But it's not necessarily truly a changing of the power structure, it's a shifting. And the first one happened August 21st, 2017. And then, you know, literally within 3 weeks, we had three major hurricanes that created major devastation.
In the Hawaii volcano.
Yeah. And then we had the Hawaii volcano going off. We had all sorts of things just seem to go crazy right after and around that particular date. And then we had February 22nd, 2022, the Pluto return of the U.S. And that's when Pluto returns to the same position that it was in at the birth of something. So what does that typically mean? It typically means things get remade. Things are not what they used to be. And that's exactly what we've seen in the U.S. And it does seem like it peaked around this time. Coincidentally, we had the Ukrainian war starts in the same month, just within like 48 hours of the Pluto return of the U.S. And again, that's not a coincidence. They wait to start things until the timing is most optimal. So the next key date that's up and coming is October 14th of this year, 2023. That's the second eclipse. Now, both of those beginning, well, we should say that these eclipses, one of them on August 21st, 2017, came in Oregon and went out in Charleston, South Carolina. So, you know, it crosses right across the country. The October 14th is going to be from, again, Oregon down through Texas and out into the Gulf. And then April 8th, 2024, that one is actually running for kind of along the St. Lawrence River waterway there. And then that one crosses down and goes through Texas and into Mexico. And, you know, that one does put an X with the original one right over the New Madrid area, which obviously the New Madrid has given us megaquakes that rang the church bells all the way up in Boston. It was felt in Charleston. It was obviously felt in places in the Midwest, you know, Missouri and Arkansas. I mean, you had massive, you had the Mississippi River running backwards. You know, we are so close to, yes, we are so close to absolute major, major, what you would call earth change, maybe augmented earth change is a proper term to use, of epic magnitude. I do think that we will see those things that have been put out there forever, like when's the big one going to hit Cascadia? When's the big one going to hit the San Andreas? Will the New Madrid do what it did so long ago? Yes. And Cindy has seen a vision where they all happened almost simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. I did see that. I saw where these things happen. And we knew it too. Wherever we were, we knew that shaking meant that these things had occurred. So I have seen that. And I think with that, it is going to change the power structure tremendously a lot. And just because I'm a little curious, I pulled up October 14th, 2023, at 12 o'clock just to see what that date looked like star-wise. And it was really curious because there's an expansion when it comes to relationships, yet there's a loss of self. There's a loss of self. So I wasn't sure what to make of that. And then we have Mars sitting in our 12th house of endings. So that feels like there could be some kind of war possibly starting there. But what was more curious was the nakshatras, and we had Magha in the sun and Vesaka on the moon and Swati in the Lagna. So that's really curious to have all of those together. It does show a very interesting mix of energies.
Yeah, and as she's saying that, of course, Magha, that was the sign associated with number 45.
Sure is, yeah.
You know, so does this mean that this eclipse is going to be the start of some sort of civil war? Or is it an attack on the U.S.? We'll see. Change is coming, though. Again, change is coming. That's obvious. Keep in mind, you know, too, when we talk about the Pluto return, it actually started before February 22nd, 2022. That's the moment that Pluto returns to the exact position that it was. But the effects are generally prolonged. And really, we could look at it as starting in the 2019-2020 period and not finishing till, say, December of 2024, January of 2025. When we look also, and we saw those infamous numbers that show the U.S. all of a sudden only having 99 million people when there's 333 million. And U.K., for example, only having 15 million people when there's like 68 million people. And Australia, you know, all of a sudden losing an immense amount of people. Japan, again, Canada. All in fact, all the NATO countries losing vast amounts of people. And I added up the NATO countries just for curiosity, and it was almost half a billion people that inexplicably are not accounted for anymore. Because there are countries that gain a little bit of population, but they certainly don't gain half a billion people. So the Deagle numbers, well, the dates that they gave, the starting dates, were 2017. And when's the second date, the ending date, 2025? So, you know, again, is that a coincidence that we have all these things coinciding? I think not. Again, they plan everything by the stars. And some things that we might take to be natural, like a comet, how about 12P Pons Brooks, right? It's interesting to say the least, because this comet, there was a headline out from a few days ago, Star Wars Comet, they're calling it Star Wars Comet, because it had an outburst and it sprouted horns. So, yeah, horns, like Baphomet's horns? Yeah, interesting, is it not? Well, they say it could outburst during the eclipse, and it peaks at June 2nd, 2024. So it peaks brightness about 3 weeks, almost a month, after the third eclipse, and the X marks the spot, or the Aleph marks the spot. So again, coincidence? No. And then there's so many Nostradamus quatrains and prophecies from other people, as we've talked about Peter Dinev, and we've talked about Eloise Urmiler, but then there's so many other. There's dozens and dozens and dozens that we could pull from that have given us really a lot of details. I mean, such details. And it seems like this time period fits like no other time period. There is one that strikes mind, where it talks about during an eclipse, a beast being revealed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, this is that time. This is that time. What does all this mean? Well, it means we're in for probably the bumpiest, maybe 16-month period you can imagine.
I would say so. I would say it's definitely a time to get to know your neighbors and get as self-sufficient as possible. Take care of your health. Take care of you. Take steps to detox yourself. Now, all of these things are going to serve you very well if we run into a dry spot where we're not able to just run out and get groceries, or, you know, just whatever you can do to get yourself a little bit more self-sufficient. That's what we should probably do, because I don't think it's going to be the end all of all end alls, but I do think it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. And again, when we look at all this and we realize the technology in play, and, you know, people will say, yeah, a lot of fundamentalists will look to prophecy fulfillment and think that has to be the creator of everything. No, it just has to be somebody that knows the plan, or a group that knows the plan. And again, there's revisionist history, because we're told these events that happened thousands of years ago. How do we know? Were we there? Did we witness? No, we're simply going on hearsay. And what type of track record does the power structure have? What type of track record does the media have? Recognize who has given us all these. And then when we even recognize Nostradamus, you know, he was part of the power structure. He was working for the crown. He was working for royalty. Yes, absolutely. So were his prophecies legitimate visions, or were they also planting seeds? Well, perhaps they were both. Perhaps they were knowing the plan. Perhaps they were planting seeds at the same time. And then we could take what he's given us and understand, again, some of their plans for the future, as we know that they do are completely intent on starting this war. And this war is going to start sooner than later. And yeah, technically it's already underway. But when we talk about that, we mean where everybody recognizes and it's fully acknowledged that it's a global World War III scenario that is playing out before our eyes. So when you look to what's happening now and the visitations by the heads of different states, yeah, it really should start off expanding in the time period between now, I would think, and perhaps in October. And October would be probably the latest I would expect it to expand, because I feel by the time we get around to April of 2024 through summer, you know, that's going to be kind of at your peak. And I think there are so many prophecies that fit this bill. You know, we could think to the famous Mabus prophecy, you know, M-A-B-U-S. Well, that does have USA in it, doesn't it? Some people were saying back in the day it's an anagram for Ma Bush. It's all about Barbara Bush. No, it wasn't Barbara Bush, but USA is in it. But then also the energy does coincide with Mohammed bin Salman, who is the Saudi prince that really is effectively running things behind the scenes. And, you know, his energy does fit that. And there's also a quatrain that speaks about the Arabian prince inclined towards Persia. And in you could read that inclined towards Persia as being maybe having an agreement with Persia, being in accord with Persia. Saudi Arabia and Iran, which is the modern day equivalent of Persia, they've been at odds each other and they've had numerous proxy wars. But right now, they are forging alliances. There is also multiple quatrains that mention an Islamic invasion of Europe and a unified Islamic army. And where do they go through? They go through Turkey. And so again, I do expect that we'll see that. And right now, that feels to me to be part of the events lying between April and, say, June of next year. So that's not far off. And there's just so many more that correlate to all this. Then we had our own guides showing Cindy early December of last year, 1.5 years, and giving her a vision of volcanoes going off, and it most closely resembled Shasta. It felt Pacific Northwest. Could it be Alaska? It could be, but she felt most likely it was Shasta when we were looking at different photos of Shasta, Rainier, Hood, St. Helens, and the like. And then the other thing they showed too was war, and it felt like war was happening in the area where the volcanoes were going off. So that would mean that you would actually literally have Chinese, perhaps with Russian, maybe North Korean and other troops, up in the Pacific Northwest, going down into California around June of 2024. That, again, is our interpretation, which may or may not be correct. Time will tell.
Right. You know, and timelines do change, so nothing is ever set in stone. But it was curious that they gave that to me. Normally, I don't see visions like that, and that's the only reason I mentioned anything, because I usually don't get visions exactly like that, especially with dates and stuff. You know, I see things, they give me a lot of pictures, movies, stuff like that, but not with numbers. So that was really curious. A lot of change coming up. And what I have noticed is a lot of these changes, they have been working in the background, you know, so people's daily lives are not disrupted. I think the controllers are very selfish in the sense that they don't want their day-to-day lives interrupted either, you know, and for that to happen would mean our lives would have to make a sudden switch. So I don't think they're really keen on just pulling the rug out from underneath us really, really fast. But it does seem like they're getting a lot of stuff lined up in the background so that when they do make the changes, it's not really going to affect them so much, but it will us.
And so, you know, there's references again to a global World War III, along with many, many revolutions in many different countries. And, you know, from the epistle to his son Caesar, that's one of the things that Nostradamus recaps. And, you know, World War III, I don't think it's going to last long at all. Not long at all. I mean, it may start in earnest with NATO and BRICS full exchanging. Anytime between, again, it feels most likely that it will start between this time period and perhaps October. Certainly by April of next year, I would expect it to have started and expanded. But it may very well be over come January 2025 or early 2025, mid 2025. Could be just a done deal. And again, as we've said, this is all premeditated, and it is a fighter taking a dive. It's intended to have a certain outcome, and that outcome is, you know, the end of quote unquote democracy, on the globe in all entirety. And the imposition of that totalitarian state where the leadership never changes and there's no dissension globally. They need to do this in order to restructure the entirety of the world system. And so that complete transition to the economic side of things will not happen entirely until we're on the other side of the war. But it's a perfect excuse to bring it in afterwards and to bring in all the, think about the rebuilding end of it. So, you know, what areas are going to get hit the hardest? Again, the guides have said, stay away from the coastlines. And numerous people, Henry Groover is another one that's had these visions. It goes on and on with people that have had visions. And when we talk about the U.S., and, you know, also the UK and others, of course, you know, this is, again, a NATO versus BRICS thing. But submarines surfacing after a barrage of missiles, projectiles, and they've already seriously telegraphed the hypersonic end of things that, you know, is unstoppable. The hypersonic, you can't stop them. They're going to impact so quick, you know, there's no way you could stop them. And so while they will not be allowed to do a full-scale nuclear conflagration, you know, think of that Beirut blast times thousands all along the coastlines in the major city targets, then they have the perfect excuse to go ahead and to rebuild the 15-minute cities out of the rubble. And again, this is all about herding humanity into a particular zone where they could control them. So, you know, that... all these things happen very quickly. The fall of NATO will, in my mind, it'll be a done deal within 2 years, if not within 18 months. The power structure will be totally changed within that time frame. I don't think it's a long ways out, although I would not expect to see the end of these situations like in Maui. I think that will continue after this timeline, as again, there's other areas that they will be moving forward and herding people into different zones, and then again, building up these 15-minute cities in these different areas. And while the global WW3 may end relatively quick, the global revolution will not, and that's a different story, because again, Nostradamus and others have seen that humanity will rise up and understand everything. And our hope also is that the energy coming in will illuminate the minds of the masses to the part where they just make the system insignificant by stepping out of the system, ignoring the system, setting up new alternatives. And again, if all the soldiers around the world could come to that understanding, you know, you're always going to have people that are just going to do anything for money and power. So we won't get all of them, but if we could awaken enough, it could most definitely hinder their plans. And nature and source and the creator of this universe are doing their best to bring about the consciousness change. So then again, the sands of time would be running against them, and they would not be able to manifest their goals.
Right. You know, it was kind of curious. I did get that tidbit of information in last night where there could very well be a sun sneeze with the ability to really, really open people's minds and hearts to the understanding of what we are facing, and everyone then able to work together, because they can see. They would be able to see all around them. They'd be able to see, you know, through the veil. They could basically just see right through the BS. And once everybody sees that all at the same time, then at that point we have something to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we've remote viewed at what does it look like around the globe, you know, on the current timeline that we're on, I mean, there's still remnants of coastal cities. There's still buildings that are standing. It looks like there has been some cataclysms and all, but it certainly doesn't look like what you see in the movie 2012 with, you know, huge tsunamis washing everything away, or in the movie Knowing, where the sun has absolutely blasted into dust everything on one half the planet. No, it doesn't look even remotely like that. In fact, it looks like the planet truly is greener. It looks like it's more lush than ever. It feels like it's cleaned up. Feels like the environment is much healthier. There are people living in a much simpler way, and in a way that really only the more isolated indigenous tribes are currently living, but more people will be living that way in the future.
That's what I feel, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to share that with you guys. Hope it clarifies some things. And again, stay as prepared as possible. The most important thing, again, is the spiritual practice, because again, you're having a temporary experience as a human, because you are consciousness itself, which, you know, is not anything that could be destroyed. So you just simply move from one vehicle to the next, and you have periods of time when you're just in your natural state as pure consciousness, not embedded in any vehicle.
Right. You know, and I see it as, out of all the things that you could do, there are going to be some bumps and some difficulties, but that spiritual practice is going to give you whatever you need to pull through. So put that first.
Absolutely. And thank you again for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.